As part of our ongoing series about Alaska's cultural connections, we've been bringing you stories about how Alaskans, both urban and rural, define and live their lives. No matter where young people live, learning about sex is a big part of growing up, whether it happens in a healthy way or a way you'd rather forget. Many young Alaskans feel their first lessons were too little and a little too late. Ann Hillman spoke with youth from both rural and urban Alaska about their experiences with sex education.
Last summer, Travis Chugnak from New Stuyahok made a short informative film.
Youths are harassing other youths. I know in my village there are youths harassing each other by feeling the private parts unexpected.
The video was created during a workshop in Anchorage led by RuralCap, focused on sexual health. During the session, a group of young adults talked about how a lack of knowledge about their bodies and relationships impacted them when they were younger. Anisha Rami from Ekwok says she experienced sexual harassment during middle school, but she couldn't identify it at the time.
I never talked to anyone about it.
How come?
Because I didn't know it at the time. I was in middle school, and we didn't even have a health class until we reached, freshman year or something.
Both she and Chugnak say they wish they had learned about puberty, sex, and relationships sooner, so they knew what to expect. They said they didn't learn as much as they needed in school, and they didn't have anyone to talk to.
You don't talk to your friends either?
Nope.
How come?
It's because it's like a joke to them, so they can't really sit down and talk. They think it's a joke. They'll just laugh and...
21-year-old Daniel Andrew III from Kasigluk says when growing up in a Yupik-speaking house, he couldn't talk to his family about sex or sexually transmitted diseases.
It's kind of harder because in our language, there's hardly any words for STDs and HIV and all that other stuff.
And in the village of 575 people, Andrew didn't feel comfortable getting more information at the clinic, either.
Some of us are kind of, too scared to go and ask because we're, related.
He says the lack of information about sex made building a relationship difficult. Students at East High in Anchorage, like senior Sinclair Butler, say similar things.
I don't think middle school and elementary school really do a good job of preparing you for it because it's just such a one-sided view of abstinence.
Butler says she learned about the biology of sex and reproduction, but never about relationships. To remedy that, she enrolled in a new course at East High called Sexuality and Healthy Relationships, taught by Gary Snyder.
In Mr. Snyder's class, it's like he's not saying, yeah, go have sex, here's what you need, you know? But he's more like, I'm not going to be that adult that's going to tell you how to live your life, but I am going to be trying to prepare you for if you do, or if you think you're ready to make those decisions, here's the precautions you should take.
Senior Leah Dregge is taking the class alongside her boyfriend because they want to be comfortable talking about their relationship together.
I think it's important to do it in school because even though you can talk to your parents about stuff, it's kind of weird. You're not going to talk to your parents about, you know, and it's nice to have someone who, has experience, has knowledge and about it, and you can, be in a situation where you don't have to personally ask them, a question. You can just learn about it with everyone else, and so it's a lot easier.
Their teacher, Gary Snyder, says getting his students to talk is key.
There's an undercurrent in my lessons of trying to get the students to talk to each other. That's my goal, learning to be comfortable talking about these issues. Because if they can talk about them, they're more likely to make good decisions one day with a partner.
Students requested the course, and it was developed over 2 years with input from a diversity of community viewpoints. It covers everything from the media's effects on body image to biology to sexual identity. One of the main focuses is on building a healthy relationship.
What is a healthy relationship? A lot of students have never seen that modeled. And what makes relationships work or not work. And it's always an eye-opener for them to see that there's real research into this. People have studied it and come to some conclusions, so it's good.
He says he sees his students change during the class and hopes it will be expanded to other schools.
And I've taught a lot of math and science, which I love, but in this course, I've never felt a stronger sense of I am having a positive impact on kids' lives than I am with this course.
And his students, including Butler, agree.
If they want to look for more required classes for people to graduate, this should be one of them. I think it kind of helps students familiarize themselves with themselves, you know, and with each other, and the people they go to school with and prepare them for adulthood after high school.
Currently, the class is only taught at East High in Anchorage and at some of the district's alternative schools. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.
Our series on culture is funded by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum.